Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast recorded at absolute fucking sundown. I'm being slammed. We recorded this episode at a different time than we normally do.
Slammed by sunshine.
And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. And today, it's about a lot of things, but mostly you'll hear why we got these, but the front end of the episode has a lot of that.
It sucks. Skip the first 10 minutes.
Honestly, please do. It's really tough to listen to. We're mostly just talking about fidget spinners and slide whistles. It's really hard to be here. Really hard to be present. But we're so thankful that you guys are and that you guys listen. We're going to announce it soon, but we're locking a date for a live Mom Said live for the first time ever here in Los Angeles in August. I'm trying to think what else. This is a spring cleaning episode. We get some updates from some friends whose problems we solved. And we reconnect as siblings and friends.
And vocalists. Vocalists first.
Siblings and friends second.
We love you. Hit it, Grant.
That's a technique issue. You can put the microphone up by the whistle hole, and it's also by your mouth. Too hard. Lovely.
Okay, ready?
Can you give me "Here Comes the Bride"? And I'll put my microphone by your.
Okay.
Give me "Here Comes the Bride." This is "Here Comes the Bride." Played by Allie Gibbs on a slide whistle. Here we go. What were you playing?
Sing it.
Bye. Not even at all what that melody's supposed to be.
I landed on the right pitch.
Talk into your microphone. You didn't touch the right note ever.
I never did it.
That's okay. Give me a challenge.
Genovia.
Okay. I can't go lower than that though.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Okay. Then do this. Genovia.
Pretty good. Hey, everybody.
The Genovian National Anthem.
Welcome back to another episode.
The slide whistle.
Where's my camera? Welcome back to another episode. I'm wearing my bootleg Anne Hathaway merch. No better merch to be wearing.
No, it's not Anne Hathaway merch. It's Princess Mia merch.
It's Anne Hathaway merch at the moment, culturally.
You think?
Yeah, culturally, we're doing Anne Hathaway.
Because we're back into Anne Hathaway. Imagine being Anne Hathaway.
If I was in a different generation, if I was a little younger, would I say she's mother right now?
Kind of saying that.
Why?
Us, the younger crowd.
Why did we stop saying that?
I just haven't heard it. Like, she's so mother. I haven't heard it in like a year.
I know, but it feels like it has stopped being like a...
But she is mother. She is mother.
That's what I'm saying.
To be fair.
No, but
you're
using it
correctly.
No, but you've identified exactly what I'm trying to say, which is sometimes there's a term that comes up. It's cool. It's hip. It's trendous. Then it becomes like full, too much cultural meme, like way overdone.
Yeah.
Then it settles into like...
And then at this point, that's when you start to try to understand it.
Me, Gabe.
At the point where we've all moved on is when you start to experiment with it.
Let me go ahead and see what people left behind the concert.
Have you heard people saying the phrase like, oh, you're the birthday?
Okay. Someone just the other day was saying you're the birthday.
You're the birthday.
And why is that?
I don't know. I shouldn't have even brought it up because I don't understand it. But I know... That saying you're the birthday is like saying, like, you're not just the snack, you're the whole meal. You're the birthday.
Like the best day of the year? You're the best day of the year?
You're the birthday.
We had Becca on last week and she, Becca is the birthday. And we explained mogging to her and that was right. Really useful because we're, you know, I'm kind of the expert in these terms.
I thought she explained mogging to you.
No. I did a good job.
Wow.
Grant was there. Roll the tape. Hey, roll the tape. Hey, roll the tape.
Grant leaned forward as if he was going to roll the tape.
Grant was about to, as if he was about to play a clip. Like, he has it perfectly dialed in.
I know he's
He has it perfectly ready.
We're not like that on this show. You turn me off.
Oh my gosh. Okay, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Mom Said. This is a fun one. We're feeling cash. We're feeling cool. This is our first non-guest episode in a while. So we're using it as an opportunity to catch up with each other, to catch up with you, the adoids. I have a couple of voice memos that came in that are some follow-up voice memos from people's problems that we solved.
It's Do you need to take a moment? Episode.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I would say like...
This is our spring cleaning episode.
Just so you guys know, Grant and Gabe and I have signed a pact not to speak to each other outside of these three microphones. So I have no idea what they've been up to for the last little bit.
Yeah, literally simply don't know.
Couldn't tell. Like if they had a deadly illness, I wouldn't know until we get on the pod.
And I show up in a full hazmat suit and I say, sorry, guys, I'm ready to record, but I've got a real bad virus.
I'd be really mad if you got the Hanta virus.
Hanta? Oh, is that the one of those people on that ship?
Yeah.
And there's that guy, we've talked about this. There's people like seeking, like there's influencers on that boat who are being like, be sad for us. And we're all like, I guess.
No. It's not that they're influencers. Well, maybe they are. But there's just this one video of this boy crying, being like, please let me off the ship. I'm so scared. And all of the comments, it's so sad.
People are mean.
All of the comments are like pictures of a big finger trying to sink a little boat. And I'm like, this boy is so scared. It's not the time to be poor hilarious.
Bubba, poor Bubba.
I saw someone say, we suddenly forgot how to torpedo ships.
It's so sad. No, these are real
it
people.
It is devastating, okay. But also really funny. There's
knock on wood, but I think we did a good job containing it.
That's
Why
what I've heard.
Why would you say something like
also,
that?
Also, I was hearing on the news that...
I knocked on wood.
I was hearing on the... Well, maybe MDF. Maybe it's particle board, but okay. it counts.
Whatever.
I was hearing on the news that people... It wouldn't have spread anyway in the same... People were thinking it was... Did you see my brain short circuit while I tried to talk?
No, I actually stopped listening. That's figured, where I was going.
I figured. Okay, well, forget it. Basically, I was going to say, even if it was going to spread, it wasn't going to spread as fast. People worried it was going to be another COVID, but it's not another COVID.
For the rest of our lives, we're going to worry about COVID happening again.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I want to talk about my latest and greatest obsession.
I think that's good because it'll help us explain what's happening in our hands right now if you're watching the episode.
I'm in a transition in my life. And I need a new hobby. Some might try a new sport or pottery making or something of the sort. But I've chosen to fixate on fidget toys. That's my newest obsession, a hobby of sorts. I love fidget toys. Okay. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is a fidget toy? You're familiar with the spinner. It had its popular day. Poppy things.
What? Oh, I know what you're talking about. That look like honeycomb that little kids play
with? Yes. Aside from the fidget spinner, none of these toys have names, or they must in the fidget community, which I am new to.
Fidget cube.
Hi. If you're in the fidget community, please send me what kind of pages you're looking at or whatever, because I'd like to understand fidgets a little better. I have a running theory. And I know all of you are going to laugh because this is my first time saying this, but I maybe have low-grade ADHD.
Okay.
Low-grade because my executive function is on and popping. However, fidget toys are bringing me back to life in a way that only a person with ADHD could experience. And I am not one to self-diagnose myself with things, but you guys, these fidget toys, they're changing my everything. So I guess DM me if you have ADHD and fidget toys mean something to you. Also, DM me if you know you don't have ADHD and fidget toys mean something to you, because that will help with my reasoning. Now.
Conducting some serious research. Conducting some unbelievably thorough research.
Okay.
Hey, make sure that here's the kind of science I'm doing. Go ahead and tell me if I'm right this way or I'm right this way. And don't give me, if you're this, give me yes. If you're this, give me yes. Because those are the only two results that I'm sort of seeking in this study.
If you can pressure test my hypothesis with an agreement in my hypothesis,
yeah.
let me know.
Yeah.
Most fidget toys that I've I was at a conference last week, very boring work conference. They put on the table for everyone little boxes of fidget toys.
Hell yeah.
And I was like, you people get me.
Yeah.
And this is what started me on being like, I'm a grown adult. I'm going around to all the tables looking in other people's fidget boxes to see if they've got better ones than me. Uh-huh. And there is such a such a vast variety of toys. And so I'm going to other tables and I'm like, I'm going to take this one of y'all's. And they're like, we don't fucking
they're like,
care.
Okay.
Literally no one cares. And I'm collecting all these fidgets.
They're like, none of us have what you have.
Whatever you have, we don't have that.
We don't have that.
And congratulations to those people. They're going to be very rich. Mm-hmm. Now, I discovered my current favorite fidget toy, which is this thing. For those of you listening and not watching, it's a little golden sparkly loop around the size of a quarter.
It kind of looks like, not steel wool. It looks like steel
kind
wool.
Kind of, it looks like steel
it
wool.
It looks like,
but
you know those little scrunchy steel wools that you buy?
Like a little
Scotch
scrunchy.
Brite makes them.
But like quarter size. And it's stretchy and it's metal. And you put your finger in it and it pokes your finger and it's supposed to keep you awake and alert.
It feels really good, to be honest. I thought it was going to be stupid and then I rolled it around my finger for an hour.
I brought
and hey, go
Grant.
Ahead and let me know if you have a low-grade ADHD and you like rubbing this thing on your finger. And if you don't, but you also like rubbing this thing on your finger, go ahead and also let me know. But if there's any options that are not
we're
that,
gonna get,
then don't tell
we're
me.
We're going to get gobs of DMs.
Gobs of DMs.
Gobs and gobs. Now, I had mine stolen from me somehow, and so I was devastated, and I started Googling terms to try to find one online. I found one. They're like little finger acupressure things. I bought 10 of them. 10 American fidgets. I gave one to my two brothers. If you see me in the streets, I have one in my purse. I'll give one to
boy
you, too.
Boy, time out. Hey, is this boring as hell?
I'm sure they're not American. That's all I have to say.
Okay, great. Boy time in.
Do you want to sing a song about it?
No, go ahead. Sorry. Go
that's
ahead.
That's it. That's what I wanted to talk about is that my awesome fidget. Okay, you talk about something cooler than a fidget.
I don't have anything cooler than a fidget.
Oh,
I was just curious.
Okay, why don't you just go ahead and talk about something cooler than a fidget? You know, my coworker Mary says you should let me sing louder.
Okay, coworker Mary, do you want to sing a song to coworker Mary?
Yeah.
As loud as you can. Yeah. Grampy, ready to ride the knobs on this one, bro.
It is proof. Sorry, I'm not warmed up.
Okay, it was mostly about volume than about accuracy okay. And warmth.
They like it when I'm loud, and I'll continue to be. Got that little sniffle right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, tough episode. Hey, here's what's awesome about that. First of all, thank you for listening to any of these coworker Mary. Really appreciate it. Are you using their legal name?
Why would I use anyone's legal name on this?
Hell yeah, brother.
Mary, you know who you are.
Hell yeah, brother. And when we say Mary, we actually mean Jeff.
Well, wait, sorry. Mary is her name.
Oh, okay.
I just wasn't going to say her last name.
Oh, okay. Got it. You were shortening. Yeah. Hey, you may have noticed that we have some new instruments.
Sounds like a technique issue.
We sort of started the episode this way, and we probably finished the episode, though I also must admit that we sort of do give this vibe. Even sounds amazing on the reverb.
Wait, can I do one reversed?
Wait.
That's me, by the way. And then the other one, that's Gabe. So
and
if you hear
us
this
together, that's kind of the show.
I'm just saying my vibe is more like whoop. And Gabe's vibe is more like, ooh.
Yeah. But combine the two and it's a beautiful passing of ideas.
And Grant's vibe is, Grant's vibe is not that. Grant's not vibe that? Is Grant's vibe is whoa. Oh, on the whistle, no less.
It was kind of it.
Not the Bruno Mars pass on the slide whistle.
Hey, are you guys interested in? I know this is just sort of a spring cleaning episode, but do you think the Adoits are interested in listening to us do slide whistle covers for the next hour?
Should we talk about where we got the whistles?
Yes, this is where I was trying to head towards, but okay. I was kind of caught up in doing.
That sucks. I know what you're playing. It's a Bruno Mars, Anderson Paak song.
No, we
but
know.
But no one else in the whole wide world will know that.
Friends, these slide whistles came from someone you may have remembered from episode 60. My God, these are the shortest shorts in the world. Hey, you know what? Maybe that'll get us more viewers on the YouTube. These are the shortest shorts in the world, so tune in if you want to hear these shorts. A listener who called in and had a problem with, they thought they had a problem with their accent from the Midwest. We, of course, disagree, being that that's where we're from. So our friend sent us in some slide whistles in addition to the slide whistles.
And she sent us, oh my God, Grant just put his fidget on his whistle.
I don't think you can do that on YouTube without getting flagged. I don't think you can do that.
You're feeling kind of low and you need a pick me up. There's one thing you gotta do.
If you got a spinner or a cube or a thistle, go ahead, put that fidget right on your whistle. This episode is unlistenably bad.
If you don't know where to go and you're tired and feeling quite low, there's only one way to cheer yourself up. Just slap that fidget right on that pup. Whistle fidget.
Whistle fidget.
Okay.
Whistle fidget. Anyway, so wait. We have to say Sherry's name.
Oh, sorry. Okay. So, Sherry, this is all your fault because you sent us three slide whistles.
Okay, we're going to say it in the intro, but Sherry, honestly, Sherry, Adoits, Sherry ruined this episode. Do you know what I'm saying?
You hand
the three of us slide whistles and there goes the episode.
You guys,
do you know what I mean?
Please don't bully Sherry, but it is her fault. And furthermore, she sent us three bags of candies from Bun Bun Candy Shop,
my favorite candy shop.
Thank you, that made me so happy. And it made me be like, oh my God, Grant, I know how you felt when everyone was sending you Nerds gummy clusters.
And a lovely card from Sherry that came from this cute, this artist, Kate Harris, titled Surrender.
What's the spark notes for Sherry's
card? Yeah, that's what I was about to do. Dear Allie, Gabe, and Grant, Allie was first. That's a little frustrating.
That is how it should be.
Okay.
Alphabetically.
My favorite internet friends. Cannot stress enough how much I enjoy the pod. You bring me so much joy every Wednesday. There's so much I identify. You know what's crazy? Is this is a Wednesday show to people.
Right.
We never record on a Wednesday.
God, why could we?
Do you know what I'm saying?
So reading that,
I was like, Wednesday. Yeah, I guess you would identify Wednesday with this show. But for us, we're recording
usually on a Sunday,
obviously ahead of time.
Damn.
You bring me so much joy every Wednesday. There's so much I identify with in your humor. Sister with two brothers. Yes. Born and raised Michigander. Music teacher, theater nerd. But we already knew that from the voice note. Yes, we did. And also, like you guys, I'm hilarious. Dude, that's the right kind of hilarious.
Because you did send us this, the worst and best gift you could have sent us.
Allie, the treats are a thank you for making me laugh each week. Allie, I happen to also love Bon Bon. And the slide whistles are for whimsy, obviously.
They are so whimsy.
Keep doing your thing. I'm a Mom Said fan for life, Sherry.
Aww,
thank you, Sherry.
I love you, Sherry. Thank you. We love you. I'm getting on a flight tonight. Should I bring my...
Sherry, baby. You know what I mean?
Cherry baby.
You're getting on a flight. Okay, I just got
Should
on a flight.
Should I bring my whistle on the flight, or do you think they'll ground the plane?
I just hopped off the flight at LAX with my dream and my cardigan.
Not a cardigan.
Isn't that the lyric?
No, it is, but were you wearing a cardigan?
No.
What were you wearing?
Too hot. No, mostly I was just going to say that I went on a trip to Miami. I had a little tour date in Miami last week. In Miami. Yo, you guys
been? Bienvenido a Miami.
No, straight up bienvenido a Miami.
I'm really embarrassed that I've never been to Miami.
Dude, Miami is like...
On and popping. I hear.
On and popping does not feel like these United States in a great way. It feels like you are... No, straight up.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So we went, my wife and I got to go. We ate some Cuban food, obviously, because there's a lot of Cuban food there. Her aunt and uncle came to see my show.
Oh.
It was so sweet.
How did your show go?
I had a really great show, and I can explain why very shortly because I don't want to spend too much time on it. But I had just seen Flight of the Conchords. We talked about this. I had just seen Flight of the Conchords.
And you thought I'm like them?
No. No, they're doing a different thing. But the thing that I took from them was, they were not stressed. They took their time and they messed up a bunch. And it was one of the most fun shows I've ever been to.
So you are like them in the way that you always mess up.
In the way that I always mess up.
Can you?
Mostly
I know
what I was trying to, in all earnestness, the way I want to be like them is to be relacking more
relax,
on stage.
Lacking. Chilling
on stage.
Out, Max, and relaxing.
Relaxing,
all cool
on stage, though. Do you know what I'm saying? Because on stage, I have this sense of like, you guys came here to see this. I have to do a really good job.
Yeah.
But that's part of what it is. But actually, what it is like, I have to do a really good job. But mostly, I have to actually be here with you guys. Yeah. Like, I have to be here, not like, let me present my perfect thing.
We're together.
Yes, we have to be together. And that was the thing that, like, seeing that Flight of the Conchords show made me learn. Blah, blah, blah. That's so, like, annoying woo-woo artist guy. But
it's so woo-woo-woo-woo.
It's so woo-woo-woo.
Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo artist guy.
Yeah. What if that was the phrase every single time I had to say? Sorry, guys. Like, I've been really into crystals, and I've been really, and I know it's a little woo, but it's just like how I'm feeling right now, and I kind of grew up that way.
It's not that far off from how we talk.
We, the people.
We us.
Yeah.
We the people of these here United States.
Okay, so the show went really well. It was very fun, except it was, and I don't, he's not going to listen to this, the one of the first comics, my host friend who I know who was hosting the show was like, I'm having fill in the blank.
Mary from work.
Sure. I'm having Mary from work do 20 minutes at the top or 15 minutes at the top. And Mary from work is a wild card. I've seen them do some crazy stuff, blah, blah, blah. I was like, cool. Why are they here? But also great. Whatever. I don't care. In front of my wife's sweet aunt and uncle, tio y tia, this guy is out there going, I'm going to steal his bits, by the way. I'm going to do some of his jokes, so apologies. He's out there doing like, you know when you get the best, you know when you get the...
Wait. Can Piper hear this?
No, Piper...
Use code words then.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. This guy's on stage. Now, adults, he's not actually saying these words. Piper, this is exactly what the man said. He said, you know when you're with your girl and you get the best... eating of a Subway sandwich with a lot of sauce and she's incredible at eating the Subway sandwich really, really quickly and thoroughly. You know, and you're like, wow, I'm in love with this girl because she could eat that Subway sandwich so quick.
Right.
That's because she's been out there eating everybody's Subway sandwich, bro. That's the only reason she's good at eating Subway sandwiches is because she's eaten so many sandwiches. I'm aside from the fact that I'm doing Subway sandwich, literally this man did that for 15 minutes while Lauren's sweet, like very kind,
that
like
sucks so
like
bad he's because in, it's not even
like
funny.
He's in a nice button up and she's in like a nice outfit for their you know night out on the town to go see their nephew do comedy
this
and
sucks.
This guy's up there literally doing Piper look away listen away literally doing like I'm like stop
Grant loved that
stop
yeah No, I mean,
stop it.
It also is like there is a brand of comedian male that's just like, I hate women, you know?
Totally.
And then there's a bunch of dudes that are like, dude, finally someone said it.
They're all like, oh,
we all hated women. This, it's funny because it's true.
It's the kind of guy who does that. And then when there's like a pause in the thing, he like points at someone in the audience. He's like, you Hispanic? And you're like, and the guy, like, the person in the audience is like, yeah, I'm Guatemalan. He's like, cool. Yeah, a lot of Guatemalans around here, huh? You're like, bro, stop.
Yeah.
Stop enough. That. Enough.
We don't like where you're taking this.
He also was in a very nice theater. It was at this hotel / theater that's owned by some like international art curator-y, fancy designer-y guy.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Lauren and I had an amazing time at this hotel. It was like, when I tour, I don't get to tour fancy usually. And it was like, I got to like bring my wife and feel like a fancy boy.
Did they put you up? Is that why?
They put me up. They had me at the, they put us up for 2 nights, flew us out, put us up for 2 nights.
Oh, that's really darling.
Apparently there was a huge buyout at the hotel. So we got a mega upgrade because they didn't have enough rooms. So we got put into a suite. It was like,
what a fun weekend.
Lauren and I's first night away, no baby. And it was like a lovely, like beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad it was
like
fun.
We had no business being in their kind of hotel. You know what
Mom
I mean?
Mom was so scared to babysit Carmen for that.
She was nervous, and then Carmen slept like an angel apparently, and did really well. Anyway, so it was one of those shows where you're like, I had a great show. I had a really good time. It was a beautiful theater. There was a heckler front row center that like I
heckled good or heckled bad.
Heckled bad. He actually like I guess was a part of the theater in some way and they love him, but he was like disruptive in the way that, you know, like a high school senior boy who's about to like leave high school and thinks he runs this joint, like interrupts the assembly.
Yeah. Cause he's like, this is my house.
Cause he's like, who's going to stop me?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay. It was like that kind of vibe. And I literally, at one point he said something and I said, not you. And the whole audience clapped.
Oh,
I was like, yeah. He said something. I said, not you. And everyone was like, yes.
Yes, this guy sucks.
And then the other guy was like, are they cheering? I can do more blowjob jokes. I was like, stay in the back.
They loved that.
They loved that.
Can you play something from your show? You've never done that on this show.
In what way?
Like a song that you do on your
show. Oh, I can play you guys a new song.
Because
that
at
I'm
this
working
point,
on.
It's all out.
No, I know.
In the world.
I can play you guys a new song that I'm working on. This is a genuine song. This is genuinely a song that I'm working on that I'm performing live right now.
Are you lying?
No, I'm serious.
We're gonna know if you're lying.
It goes like this. I got a water pick for my birthday this year. Have you heard this one?
Yeah, I have.
Oh. Something I tried not to take personally. When I started using it, something became clear, and I hope that you'll agree. Yeah, I hope that you'll see it just like me. A water pick is just a bidet for the butt cracks of your teeth. Oh, it's just a bidet for the butt cracks of your teeth. And then I got everyone in Miami to clap. And they were all like, yeah, I was like, whoa, 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 which is a bidet from the bunker. That basically, that bit is how long can I get away with that?
You know what will be the funniest?
I said, can I get a witness in the middle of it last time?
No, you know what will be the funniest?
Can I get a witness?
It's already hilarious that anyone pays to see you do this.
Dude, people paid money.
It's so fucking stupid.
People paid money and a 2-drink minimum to see me do stuff like that.
That's the kind of...
Oh, and it ends like this.
That
it
would ruin
like
my
this
night, by the way.
And a bidet is just a water pick for the gingivitis of your ass. Okay, that's how that song ends.
Oh my gosh, that sucks. Okay, so I'm thinking what would be the funniest long-term prank of my life is if you never go anywhere with your career.
Keep going.
And you're like, I don't know why I'm not getting anywhere.
I'm not getting anywhere with my career. Keep going.
And then you're like, listen to what I'm working on.
And it's the water pick song.
And I'm like, bro, because that's dumb as hell.
Meanwhile, the family's like, keep going, bud.
sounds like Gabe's so special. I had a meeting with your I had a breakfast date with your manager this morning who said Gabe's so special. I genuinely believe in him. And then later today,
you played the I played the water pick.
You were like, listen to what I'm working on. Oh god.
Totally.
Stephen believes in you despite that.
It's actually Stephen believes in me in spite of in spite of a lot of
in spite of the material you produce.
No, I know. I'm honored and I'm thankful. Anyway, so I had a lovely trip to Miami last
week. There's a reason I say Stephen is the nicest guy I've ever met in my entire life.
Totally.
He's really nice. Should we do a voice note?
Yeah, we should do a voice note. Like there's a couple of updates. Oh, yeah, we got to do haiku. Oh,
okay, so I'll do
My God, hey, thanks for sticking with us on this episode. We're sloppy loopy because we haven't chatted in a while. We recorded the episode you heard last week. We had recorded a while ago, so we're all kind of like loopy-doo.
We also had a whole tray of sushi before this.
Because we're celebrating that our Instagram account hit 10K.
Guys!
Which is pretty good.
Thank you for following us on Instagram.
A lot of that is credit to... Vic Michaelis.
Vic and Angela. And, yeah.
Vic, Angela, yeah, Becca. Yeah.
But y'all,
Kenton,
thanks for following us on Instagram. It's so fun and we're so proud.
Yeah, thank you.
And we're so thankful that you're there.
And we're excited that the
And we're
the community,
excited.
And we're excited that the community keeps building.
Okay,
do a haiku.
You write a haiku.
Do a haiku.
Okay.
Here's my question first is, Adoids, let me know in the comments.
You keep saying this, by the way, and people do keep letting us know stuff in the comments.
I know.
And then we're not addressing them as well as we should.
Well, I was going to say, let us know in the comments what you would like to give us money for, and we'll do that for you.
Whoa. In what
way? Oh, interesting. Outside of the podcast. Just
no,
anything.
In the podcast. Do you want stickers? Do you want t-shirts? Do you want episodes?
If we were to do merch or in our pursuit of Patreon.
Because these Adoits come up with shit that I could never come up with.
No, yeah, they're right. Really killing it.
This is a community effort.
It's like really
effort.
Fun. So let us know. It really is, yeah.
Let us know how to get rich, and we'll make it happen.
And or by just, not even rich, just pay to keep the lights on.
Pay to keep the lights on. I will say, if you also if it's like I'd let you wash my car or something, let us know.
Yeah, Grant and I could do a sexy car wash video.
Actually,
and release
would
that
anyone
on a Patreon.
Pay for pictures of Grant's weird toenail?
Oh,
I bet you someone's got that kink.
I bet we could do a Kickstarter. Fundraising to not post Grant's nasty toenail. We have to reach
$10,000
or we're posting Grant's toenail. Okay.
We hold the audience hostage.
I have to do a haiku?
You have to do one about fidgets. I have to do one about Miami. Okay.
Spin.
No.
No better way to relieve the tension than a nice fidget.
I can't believe people had to pay to see that absolute bullshit.
Oh my gosh.
That worked out.
The Miami Review says, I can't believe people had to pay to see that expensive bullshit.
That absolute bullshit.
Absolute bullshit.
And they write it like a haiku.
Yeah. 575.
Three lines.
It takes up the whole front page. Okay. Now is the time where we present a couple of different... We have some voice memos that we need. We're not going to solve any problems, although maybe we might because some of these do turn into new problems. Even though
we aren't great at solving problems, but we are excellent at seeking them out.
Yes. Here we go. This I would like for us to.
This is I Don't Think So, Honey, and your time starts now.
Hey, this is Jeff.
Jeff.
Just kidding. It's Pickles, AKA Maggie, with a little update.
Maggie!
I just wanted to give a shout out to some of your followers who. We're concerned about my sodium levels. Good looking out. That's so kind of you. I think I will switch to about a half a jar a day. So hopefully that settles some of your guys' worries. I just hope you guys have a good Valentine's Day or had a good Valentine's Day.
Had. Sorry.
Hear this. Love you guys.
Oh my God, Maggie, I love
Maggie
you.
Maggie rips. Okay, first of all, jar of pickles a day is easily my number one. I'm so sorry about every other voice memo.
Good.
It's my number one. And then also to start this one off, first of all, The email shows up to me fully with their email and name. But then to start this one off like this tells me that you're one of us. Tells me you're absolutely one of us.
Hey, this is Jeff.
It's
Pickles, aka Maggie.
I literally at first was like, Jeff is crazy. I was like, Jeff sounds awesome.
Also, Pickles, aka Maggie. No, I know. Maggie, aka Pickles.
I know.
And here's my question to Pickles is
aka Maggie.
Aka Maggie. How many jars were you buying at once?
She must be buying them in bulk.
Were you going to the grocery store a day and buying, like, go to the grocery store once a week? Were you buying 7 jars?
No, that's some Costco shit, right?
Your weekly pickles
or monthly?
Also, how big are these jars?
Right, but we're switching to half a jar because of sodium intake. I feel like
Maggie should take up pickling and then do less sodium pickles on their own.
Say the words again.
Maggie should take up pickling. Like, start pickling.
Do you think
Take up pickling. How many pickles would a pickle chuck chuck?
If a pickle chuck pickle chuck chuck. How many pickles could a pickle pickle pep? If a pickle pepper pickle pickle pep.
How she shells, what a she shells.
Dude, this episode, I'm feeling loopy. Maggie, we're so glad that this actually netted out in half the sodium. This podcast is doing good in people's lives. We cut Maggie's sodium intake in half. Guys, I don't think you understand. Us making our beautiful, beautiful art, capital A art that we do in this room, changed someone's life. On a nutritional, molecular level.
Our best friend and blood relative, Maggie.
Yes.
AKA Pickles, AKA Jeff. AKA Jeff. Peter Piker Picker Pickle Pepper. What is that? If Peter Piker
It's Peter Piper.
Peter Piper picked... Hold on.
Take your time.
Peter Piper picked a pickled pepper.
No. Peter Piper... Nope. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Nice job.
How many peckers did Peter Piper peck?
I think a pecker's a penis. How many peckers did Peter Piper pick? Depends. Anyway, Maggie's having less pickled peppers than she was before.
Maggie, we love you bad. We love you down.
I'm feeling so silly and loopy and fun today. Here we go.
Wait, what is it though? Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. But isn't there a second part?
I think you're thinking of the pumpkin one that has a story to it. Anyway, this comes in another update. We've got an update from our friend. I think we want this one from Michelle.
I love spring cleaning episode.
Spring cleaning episode's fun.
Hey guys, it's Michelle from Canada, just responding to response to my cry for help.
Sure.
Because I'm listening to you guys all the time. Allie always says, why don't you guys podcast back to us? So I am podcasting back to you about the song you made for me.
So Canadian.
Number one, it is classic, both the song and the behavior of the patriarchy, LOL.
LOL.
I'm such a millennial, have to mention LOL. Kill this man metaphorically is kind of
That was one of our better songs. Kill this man metaphorically.
Right. But I meant it for literal.
Metaphorically. You meant it literally metaphorically.
Allegedly.
Literally, metaphorically, allegedly.
Enemy of the show Shrinking. If you haven't seen it, watch it. And a mix of Breaking Bad, being a teacher, and like having the capability to break down his body in my basement is kind of giving Breaking Bad vibes. No,
Queen.
I also died when you guys said for Wego reasons, which is one of my favorite episodes. And
great episode.
Goodbye, Earl. Metaphorically, literally, get your friends together. I'm trying to do that with The Bachelor coming out. Anyways. Aer Lingus, I hope that means you're going to Ireland because it's amazing. I also wish somebody would temperature check me because I typically talk really loud when I tell stories. And lastly, hitting me with air horns was the best thing ever. It made my day.
Shout out,
you
Grant.
Guys make my day. I hate that you're only once a week, but I love you. Talk soon. Okay, podcast out.
We Michelle, love you. Thank you for the podcast.
Thank you. I also loved watching Grant when Michelle was talking about, we talked about it in the song about decomposing that man's body.
Yeah. Goodbye, Earl.
In her basement. Goodbye. Yes. Yeah. And watching Grant be shocked by her bringing up decomposing a man in her basement and then remembering that it must have been a song that we did.
He was like, whoa, she's scary.
It was like 20 episodes ago. He's like,
whoa, she's scary. Wait a second. That sounds like something Allie said.
I don't think she should say that. Oh, we say that every day. Every day on this show.
Grant, do you know the song Goodbye Earl by the Chicks?
No. Maybe if I heard it. I have no clue what the fuck she said on that whole voice note.
What do you mean?
That's all I have to say.
It's actually kind of incredible how easy it is to forget stuff we've said.
Yeah.
No, not even
all of that is stuff we've said.
For some reason, it was either the sushi or... Wait, all of that is stuff we've said?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, she was recapping all these episodes that she loves.
Well, I caught that a little bit, but I think it was the 13 pieces of sushi and I don't know what, but I was like... in a trance at that voice note.
I got sushi for four people for the three of us. And I think it actually was to our detriment.
Yeah, they can tell. They can tell.
Wait, Michelle, I love you.
They're 28 minutes into an episode of chaos. Okay. Michelle, thank you so much. We really do love that. Thank you for podcasting back at us. Allie's been requesting it for months.
I'm dying for all of you to send me a podcast of yourself talking with your brothers. And I'd listen. I don't listen to this one. That's for dang sure.
You don't?
You listen?
In the car? I do to pull clips.
Can you imagine? Well, yeah, for work purposes.
I do to pull clips and I'm going, who's the girl one? The girl one's doing too much talking. Now, if we could turn the microphone up on the guy one, he's got some important things to say. And hey, look, I'm not here to say women can't be podcast hosts.
And I'm not here to say women aren't funny.
I'm not here. Look.
But you've never really laughed at a dame that you didn't want to sleep with, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, outside of Tina Fey, we haven't really seen anybody be actual funny.
We don't really have proof that these women are actually being funny.
Yeah, look, I'm not... look, here's the situation. I'm not trying to say that we can't allow them to potentially do it someday, but as it stands now... They're not funny.
I wanted to be in that bit with you, but it started to piss me off crazy.
No, I get it.
Because, by the way, that's real.
No, I know. I just told you about this comedian who did blowjob jokes for 20 minutes.
It's like what's so horrendous is that men are objectively worse than women, like on every front.
Grant is laughing off mic on every front. Wait. Hold on real quick before we start this.
Boy, timeout.
Hey, I think we should probably just let her go. Objectively? On this one. I know. Objectively is a little tough because what are we measuring when we say objectively?
Right. And women don't measure.
Right.
That's what
classically.
I'm saying.
I'm not sure they understand numbers, but let's go ahead and let her run on this one and we'll just kind of let it be.
Okay.
Boy, time in.
Ready? Break.
Emotional maturity, physical strength.
And these are the things that women are better at?
Yeah.
Emotional maturity, physical strength.
Physical strength.
Yeah, totally.
Relationship, connection.
Totally.
Eye contact, beauty.
Color coordination,
spiritual connectivity, cooking.
Reading the room.
Lifting, reading the room, DJing.
Leading.
Leading nations.
Leading.
And
hikes.
Companies. And hikes.
And research.
And driving. All things women are better at than men. And that's all the things. And yet men still get on microphones and yip, yap, yap their crusty lips all about the mic. Dude. About how women can't blah, 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 blah. And I would be more angry.
Here's actually something that I'm just noticing as you're saying crusty lips. First of all, totally interrupted you. Keep going. to interrupt you on.
I would be more angry, except that they're appearing to be so stupid and so out of touch that I say just let them run their mouths. And we'll video it like they wanted. And we'll watch them get crustier over time.
Dude, I can't wait.
And bald.
I can't wait. We might be at risk of this, but I can't wait in 20 years for all these ideas that these people be putting out on their podcasts to just age so poorly. And we've been videoing it.
It's us too. It's us too.
It's definitely us too, but we're not making big swings. Here's a swing I'll make. You said men and their crusty lips, and I just realized, how do I communicate this idea? I think men must have crusty lips.
Yeah.
Because if a dude you're friends with is a chapstick guy, you've noticed that he's a chapstick guy.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Just remaining crusty.
But like, girls just be using chapstick. Girls not are, that this is like a whole Gendy episode, but it is kind of a Gendy episode.
I have three lips in my purse. I have three lips in my purse.
What?
Three lip products in
my purse. Okay, great.
I have a gloss that's colored. I have a chapstick that's colored, and I have clear lip oil in my purse great. At any given time.
And this is what I'm saying is like, if you've got a CarMax bro that you go to high school with, mm-hmm. you know that he's a CarMax yeah. bro because he's always applying, and you're like, oh yeah, Ryan's he's like a CarMax guy. He's got like three little tubies in his backpack.
Yeah.
Whereas if a girl'd be doing CarMax regularly, you're like, okay.
He's got three tubies in his backpack, which just and a fidget on his whistle.
And a fidget right on his. He's got a fidget right on his.
I'm just saying, like,
men be having crusties.
And they're just, okay, so I'm going through a time. And as one does when they're going through a time, I've started watching a random reality television show. This time's chosen random reality television show is the one about Tyson Fury and his family.
Wait, the boxer?
Yes. All love to this man, who appears to be trying to be a good person, as it seems. His wife, Paris Fury, mother to 9 children, does, I'm not kidding, everything. And her most difficult child is none other than her husband, Tyson Fury. He is actively making her life a living hell while she runs a household full of people. And then he'll complain about how he didn't have time to go work out and mope about on his phone. And I'm watching this show being like, ain't that just the way?
In his defense, he was the greatest heavyweight boxer of his day. And like, you know how athletes can't do anything but that thing that they do? And then the whole world and community and coaches and everyone,
they let him be this way.
Just only has them do that one thing that they're really good at every day forever for their whole lives. And then when they stop being able to make money doing it, they're sort of like 33.
They address this on the TV show, and I would have
that shit's crazy. By the way,
I would have a lot more empathy for it.
They should make all the money that they make. Do you get what I'm saying? They should make all the money.
Well,
he's
a gajillionaire, but I will say, I watch this TV show, and the reality of the situation is that his wife is busting her ass crazy, like I've never seen someone bust their ass. She is bust down Tatiana in that house.
Uh-huh.
Bust down.
Uh-huh.
And he's just sitting.
No, I know. I bet.
I'm like, I would lose my ever-loving mind.
And he doesn't like know how to turn on the cars or whatever. You
but
know
his
what
whole
like,
rain, his whole sport, his brain was rattling around in his head like that. There's no way his brain's healthy. It was all rattling around in there. He's got to have some fissures.
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor Bubba.
Grant, okay. What did you write in your journal this week?
I forgot to write anything, but we can do the title thing.
Okay, great.
Maybe I'll come up with something in the next 8 minutes that we have.
Love.
But here are our three title options for this week.
Okay.
J'adore.
Oh, we forgot to.
Grant's journal. A somber woo.
It was a sexy somber one.
Well, I wasn't feeling sexy. I was feeling
like
kind of sad.
Well, sexy's in relaxed. The eye. Sexy's in the eye of the beholder.
Sexy to you, sad to you, and relaxed to me.
Interesting.
We'll have, if any therapists listen, don't tell us anything.
No, don't. Yeah. Hey,
if
you're a therapist with ADHD, tell us what you think about a fidget spinner if you like it. If you're also a therapist without ADHD and you like this fidget spinner, then also tell us.
And if you're a therapist who's thought long and hard about our family dynamic and the way we interact, please don't tell us. Please keep whatever what conclusion you've drawn to yourself. Thank you. Grant, go ahead.
I saw an Instagram post yesterday that said, wait till the four people that always agree with me hear about this.
Yeah. I saw that too. Yeah. That's so good.
Straight up.
That is
okay,
life.
Here's the three. Number one, Night Away, No Baby.
Whoa.
Number two, Piss Me Off Crazy. And number three, Crustier Overtime.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to this week's episode, blah.
Yep. Okay. Welcome.
Welcome to this week's episode, Piss Me Off Crazy. Every week we have the same.
Really?
One.
I would have said Crustier Overtime. I think that's what.
Crustier Overtime is quite good, but.
Piss Me Off Crazy is how I feel.
Crazy is fire. Al, I do think it's time.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
No, we've already done that. I do think it's time for you to do the next segment, but before you do that, I'm just reminding you.
I'm going to take a nap.
Who sort of picked you up and drove you here to the
Who sort of did that?
Venue.
Who and, sort of did that?
And who sort of borrowed your car all week and then filled it up with gas all the way
I
to the tippy top.
I did notice that you filled it up with gas. Thank you for doing that.
All the way to the tippy top.
I like how you borrowing my car
was. I was just going
to
say that. How does that work?
I've had these same two brothers, just these two, this whole time. And my brothers are so annoying, but I'll rank them which one's least worst tonight. Yeah, I hope no one I date ever listens to this podcast.
Yeah.
It's just like not a good look for me to be like, to be being like.
The good news is.
An interest.
The good news for you is.
I'm not dating anyone.
No.
The good
news.
The good news for you is you're not dating anyone.
Good
so.
News for you is you're never going to get that far.
What I was going to say is good news for you is my literal wife
doesn't listen. No, because why would you?
No, I know.
Why would you? She listens to you all day long. And
no,
if this
I know.
Is, and if anyone's wondering, it's, I
if
know it's
If anyone's wondering what we're like off mic,
it's like this.
It's same.
It's like this all the time.
It's same.
No matter the setting, funeral, we're like this.
Grant talks more, actually.
In real life?
Yeah, because he's busy on the pod. He's got more buttons to push
yeah,
and switch.
Right.
Grant talks more in real life.
Okay. I love that. Number one brother this week is Grant.
What?
That's because Grant. Grant has an awesome girlfriend who's helping us.
That's beautiful.
And sometimes you get points for dating an awesome girl. You've gotten points for that before.
Totally have gotten points for that before.
And actually, it's maybe the best thing you can do is date an awesome girl. And
okay.
Grant's doing that. And yeah. So that's why he's winning this week.
So we're just kind of shouting out Hannah, really. So really...
It's right, but you're not going to be getting points for Hannah.
It's in the first time ever, really... Someone who's not here today
is the number one brother,
or a brother is the number one brother.
I get, is there she a honestly chan- is the number one brother. This
okay,
week.
Hannah actually might be the number one brother this week.
But that's why I'm saying it's Grant, because they're connected.
Just only on a technicality.
On a technicality.
Damn.
Exactly.
Well, congrats, bro.
Do men really have any use other than being?
They used to make money.
Other than.
No, I'm for
trying,
real.
I'm trying to decide.
They used to build cities and they used to make money.
They used to make money. That used to be their use.
I'm trying to decide how to phrase this, but do men have any use other than being nice to girlfriends?
No, they should just be nice
Wait,
to girlfriends.
Let's do it in harmony. No. I knew you were going to make that weird.
Of course. What was I going to do? Go again.
No.
No.
I can do the third one.
Yeah.
No.
Wait. I'm not going to be able to do it, but let me try.
Okay.
Do you want me to keep it clean?
Sure.
Keep it, okay.
No.
No.
No. The reverb was beautiful.
That was unbelievable.
Ethereal.
How did that feel? Did that feel good?
Wish, I'm getting into theater.
Do you
That's
wish you
what
did
I'm
choir?
Saying, bro.
Do you wish you did choir?
You do that once and then you're like, wait a second, should I do choir?
And then you were like, our voices are one.
Wow,
we are all one. We are all
we
one.
We are the world. Hey, I'm so glad that everyone listens to this. We're so sorry about the beginning of this episode, which had a couple slide whistle covers. You can go ahead and blame Sherry for that. We blame Sherry for a lot here on this podcast.
Sherry, things are going to start being your fault around here. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Sherry, we love you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love you. Bad Pickles, we love you. Who's the last person? Michelle?
Michelle.
We love you all. If you talked to us today, we love you. And if you didn't talk to us, we love you. And we care about you genuinely. And we would love for you to make podcasts back to us. And tell us if you want to buy anything from us, but mostly we want to be your friend.
2026.
You have to understand our relationship's a little bit complicated.
2026, girl, cook something. I'm going to look at my camera and say that again. 2026, girl, cook something.
If you're safe and if you're comfortable and if there is not a man there.
2026, boys, have more whimsy.
2026, the year of the fire horse. It's going to be brutal, gals. So strap in for the second half.
2026. Piper, put your shoes on. It is, after all, the year of the fire horse. It's going to be brutal, gals. Get ready for the second half. We're so thankful you listened to this. Thank you so much. And I'm not promoting anything. I have an album out. I've got some tour dates coming out later in the fall, but we'll talk about that later.
I'm not promoting anything either because I did run into a hair salon this morning in West Hollywood, and he told me I paid exactly what I should have paid for my hair.
Damn, that sucks. We're locking down a date, but we're going to do a live show in LA. We're going to do the first ever live mom set.
In August.
In August. And we're going to tape it. Actually, I don't know if that's true. I shouldn't promise that, but we're not going to cut this. So you're going to hear that. I don't know if we're going to
tape it. And if we don't tape it, you should be there. So
but we are going to record the audio of it.
Buy plane tickets and fly to Los Angeles.
We are going to record the audio of it at least. And maybe we'll make it a bonus episode, or I don't know what we'll do with it yet, but we are doing a live show in LA. We'd love to have you there. We're going to have some guests. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're thankful that you listen to Mom Said.
And for our youngest listeners,
we gotta go.